Coming up on Encouragement Live, as Israel teeters on the brink of an all-out war, we get a live update from Tel Aviv. Gil Ilyutovich of the Israel Trauma Healing Project joins us and gives us an up-to-date report on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically-based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wiley, Texas, Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight. And I'm delighted to welcome our guest, Gil Ilyutovich. He joins us on the phone from Tel Aviv, Israel. Gil represents the Israel Trauma Healing Project. He's the CEO of Compedia. They are a global leader in the development of immersive educational platforms, content, and technology. Their internationally awarded products have taught millions of people in 50 countries, speaking 35 languages, and they're now working with the Master Life Coach Training Institute and, of course, the Israel Trauma Healing Project. Gil, we are honored to have you on our program tonight from Tel Aviv.
Shalom, brother. I'm honored to be here.
Shalom to you as well. And there will be a little delay between us because of the distance between our studios in suburban Dallas and your location in Tel Aviv. But tell us what's happening in Israel literally up to date today. We know that there's been a lot of conflict, that there have been rocket attacks, that things are on high alert there. But will you tell us at least what you perceive from where you are right now?
Well, there is a lot of tension in Israel. You know, first of all, there is a war. We just tonight, I just read the news, and there are two people who were killed in Gaza, two young men, our soldiers. It's very, you know, we are sorry for every soul that we are losing.
Yes.
During the war, we have more than 100 hostages in Gaza.
Yes.
Among them, children and old people, and of course, young girls and boys, which is horrific for our country. We have the soldiers under a lot of tension there in Gaza. And, you know, now we have the threat from Iran and from Hezbollah in Lebanon to shoot missiles and rockets to Tel Aviv and to all over the country. So there is a lot of tension.
This has to be very stressful. And I know you have a son who has fought in the IDF. In fact, as I recall, you told me he was supposed to be discharged on the 8th of October last year. But we know what happened on October the 7th, right?
Yes, actually, October 7th is supposed to be his last day of service. I was to pick him up at October 8th. Of course, his military service was expanded until he was stabbed by a terrorist a few months later. And, you know, of course, it's very difficult, but he went through an operation, a small operation, and he's okay now, and he will recover, that's for sure. And, my daughter, he has a twin sister. She was called to duty. Immediately when the war started, she was exposed to horrific things. And since then, she's suffering from constant terrible pains on her stomach. We hope and pray she will recover. But I know she has a post-trauma, no question about it.
And we're going to ask our listening family to pray for her. Gil Ilyutovich is with me tonight with the Israel Trauma Healing Project. Great deal of trauma there. We're going to invite you tonight to fulfill the Psalms, the statement in Psalm 132:6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. If you want to call us with a question for Gil or a prayer for Israel, the number is 855-586-5433. Call us right now. At the 2024 Legacy Leaders Summit, you'll hear from Christian leaders as Dallas Theological Seminary celebrates a century of teaching truth and loving well. The Legacy Leaders Summit this September 12th and 13th features messages from Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutzer, plus panel discussions, worship, and more. You may register at dts.edu/legacyleader. That's dts.edu/legacyleader. Following the brutal, horrific Hamas attack on Israel, Israeli soldiers fighting ruthless terrorists and Israeli children need help for emotional trauma.
In Hebrew, the number 18 symbolizes life, hope, and blessing. The Master Life Coach Training Institute, along with Compedia and the SEAL Future Foundation, extend this lifeline to Israeli military and their families.
Stand with Israel by donating as little as $18 at blessil.org to counter trauma. That's blessil.org. Tonight on Encouragement Live, we are pleased to have live from Tel Aviv, Israel, Gil Ilyutovich of the Israel Trauma Healing Project. And the website to learn more about them is blessil.org. Again, that's blessil.org. Gil, you were telling us about how the conflict in Israel, the war that you were involved in right now, and the terrible attack that took place last October 7th, has affected your family as well as people there. One of the questions, though, that you and I were talking about in preparation for this program has to do with the right of Israel to that land. And we all know that there are people who are demanding from the river to the sea that Israel be deposed from that land. But there is biblical evidence and a document that validates Israel's right to that land. Talk about that, if you will.
Yes, of course. You know, when you buy a house or a piece of land, you need a document to prove that you are the owner. And, you know, for example, if you buy a land in America, it belongs to someone who has this document, and he has another document that he bought this land from someone. Maybe a few hundred years ago, this land belongs to the Native Americans. But the Native Americans were not forever on this land. You know, the land, before they came, who was the owner? The owner of every land, every piece of land on earth belongs to the one who created this land, is God.
Yes.
And there is no nation on earth that has a document that this land belongs to them, not the British, not the Americans, not the Chinese, not the French people, no one. There is only one nation that has this document that proves that the land belongs to them, and this is the Bible, because the Bible say for sure that this land belongs forever for the Jewish people. Actually, it not belongs to the Jewish people, it belongs to God.
Yes.
God decided to give it to the Jewish people.
Yes.
So you might say that this document is not relevant, it's an old document written more than 2000 years ago, but this is an everlasting living document, because this is the best sellers of all times. It's not Harry Potter. It's the Bible.
Amen. It is God's word, and we believe it is divinely and uniquely inspired. And just to give specific references, God made the promise to Abraham in Genesis 12 and Genesis 15 that Israel would have the right to that land forever. God created that land along with the rest of it. God made that same promise to David in 2 Samuel 7. And Gil, in the Hebrew, forever means forever, correct?
Of course, in Hebrew it says letamid, leolam, which means forever.
Olam, yes. And in Genesis, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31, in the New Covenant, which, by the way, is repeated by the Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament, that New Covenant promises to Israel that land and that blessing forever. And tonight, if you'd like to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, or if you have a question for Gil, 855-586-LIFE is our number. That's toll-free, 855-586-5433. Blessil.org is the website to learn more about the project. We'll be back. Following the brutal and horrific Hamas attack on Israel, Israeli soldiers who have been fighting for months against ruthless terrorists in Gaza and children all over Israel suffer from significant emotional trauma and insecurity. They need help. They need the skills and tools to heal from their trauma-based fears and anxieties.
In Hebrew, the number 18 symbolizes life. It's Chai, a word that echoes hope and blessing. The Master Life Coach Training Institute, along with Compedia and the SEAL Future Foundation, extend this lifeline to Israeli military and their families, offering trauma assistance during these challenging times.
You can stand with Israel by donating as little as $18 at blessil.org. That's blessil.org, providing crucial training and support to counter trauma.
Donate now. Be a blessing.
Sat7 is satellite Christian television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in the people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. Thank you so much for joining us for Encouragement Live tonight. I'm Don Hawkins. By the way, next week, Dr. Rex Rogers of Sat7 will be back with us. And in 2 weeks, Dr. Josh Wynn of Dallas Theological Seminary will be talking about the Legacy Leaders Summit, which is coming up. It's a 24 event at which Dallas Theological Seminary celebrates a century of teaching truth and loving well. And that's September 12th and 13th with Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, Erwin Lutzer. There'll be panel discussions, worship, and more. By the way, you can sign up at dts.edu/legacyleader. That's dts.edu/legacyleader. Gil Inatovich is with me tonight. He is with the Israel Trauma Healing Project. And Gil, it stands to reason that with all of the terrible conflict that's taken place and the barrage of rockets and the IDF soldiers fighting in Gaza and what's happening in northern Israel with rocket attacks taking place on the border with Lebanon, there's bound to be a lot of stress and a lot of post-traumatic stress. Talk to us about the levels of stress and the percentage of people who are stressed out and need the help of the Israel Trauma Healing Project.
You know, after October 7th, we have children here in Israel that are not want to sleep on their beds. They sleep under the bed, which is, you know, because of the trauma, they are afraid that someone will come and kidnap them.
Mm.
And our soldiers are fighting in the most dense place on earth, on Gaza. You know, every street, every house, every room in every house, it's actually a military commanding house with the weapons, with traps, with the guns. They find the bombs under cradles of babies, you know. And the reason, there is two reasons why Hamas did it, because first they want that the citizens will be a human shield. They are talking about women and kids. They put them on the front. Second reason is that they want, this is a satanic idea, they want that Israel will kill as much as more kids as possible, because
yes,
they believe that if Israel will kill many kids and women, then the whole world will turn against Israel. They believe that if Israel will kill 200 kids, then this is the big win for them. They don't care about human lives. You know, we are fighting against enemy. They don't cherish life. Our Golda Meir, the Prime Minister of Israel, she said, when there will be peace, when they will start to love their children more than hates us. And unfortunately, this has happened. They hate Israel more than they love their kids. And so our soldiers who are fighting such horrific situation, they are the best and most moral soldiers that we can find. And they even send, you know, Israel sent messages to every place before they want to attack it. Sometimes, and the Hamas don't let them go. And unfortunately, kids are being killed.
Yes.
Thank God, not so many as Hamas planned and hope, but still kids are being killed. This is horrific. And our soldiers are coming out with a lot of stress and post-trauma because of it. So we are talking about more than 30% of the soldiers that are coming out from Gaza are with post-trauma.
And if you would like to learn more about the project that we're talking about tonight, the Israel Trauma Healing Project, the web address is blessil.org. IL stands for Israel, of course, blessil.org. Our toll-free number tonight, if you would like to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, or if you'd like to ask a question of Gil, 855-586-5433. That's 855-586-LIFE. Joshua is our first caller tonight, calling from Alaska. Great to hear from you tonight, Joshua. You're on the air with Gil Ilyutovich.
Hey, sir. Firstly, I just want to say thank you for obviously putting this information out there. As Christians, I think that everyone is in alignment and standing with Israel. But as it pertains to non-believers, could you just kind of share some of like the barrage? Because if you come at a Christian perspective or a historical biblical perspective, they may not understand that. But can you kind of talk about like, yes, they're taking mortar fire. Yes, they're taking rocket fire. I heard, I think, gliders out of Iran.
Yes.
Could you kind of share some of that?
Yes, let's get some perspective on that, Gil. What are some of the specific ways that your country is being attacked right now? The barrage of rockets and mortars and drones and all of that kind of thing.
You know, just from Lebanon, there were more than 7,000 rockets sent to Israel. Drones and other things. About few months ago, in April, they sent from Iran more than 300 rockets to Israel to attack our country in one night. So we are, and from Yemen also, you know, so we are attacked from all over. There are rockets sent to Israel from Iraq even, you know. So, but thank God, we have God and God protecting us.
Yes.
Without God, you know, with all the technology and with all everything that Israel has, which is help, but without God, we couldn't survive in this situation.
You know, and Gil, I think of some specific references that tie into that. Deuteronomy 33:27. That statement there says, and Moses said, the eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before you and shall say, destroy them. Ultimately, God has his hand on Israel, we believe. And I think of Psalm 91, what great statements are made there. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings you will take refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. Those are great and encouraging words, and there are many others that we could cite. Joshua, thank you for your call tonight. We appreciate your words, and I hope we've provided some encouragement for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom. Toll free 855-586-5433. Calls from Alaska. People listening literally from all over the world tonight. Gil Ilyutovich. And the website again, blessil.org. Gil, talk to us a little bit about how you became involved with the Israel Trauma Healing Project and why that means so much to you.
I called by a good friend, Rodney Love, with this amazing name, Rodney Love,
yes,
from MLCTI in Dallas, a good Christian friend that wants to bless Israel. And he came with this idea to create a program that to help Israel with the stress and the tension that we have here through a program that will involve God. And it will involve the Bible. And when he talked with me about this project, it reminded me one of the best authors, Viktor Frankl. Viktor Frankl was in a concentration camp as a Jewish prisoner in during World War II in Auschwitz. And he was a psychiatrist, and he tried to help people there in the camp. And he always asked people who were really in the moment to kill themselves. Many were ready to kill themselves in this horrible situation of hunger and tortures. And so he met one person and asked him, why you want to kill yourself? Think what you have outside the camp. What you have outside the camp. And this man said, I have a daughter in America. So he said to him, always think about your daughter. And another one, he said, What you did before coming to the camp? He said, I wrote a book about geography. So he said, did you finish the book? He said, not yet. So he said to him, think about this book. So what they have outside the camp gave them hope, and that's how they survive.
Yes.
In our reality, you know, what we have outside our reality is God. And we know it from the first verse of the Bible. In Hebrew, Bereshit bara Elohim, in the beginning God created heaven and earth. The verb bara means to create from outside.
Yes.
It means that God is transcendental, external to the world that he created. So when we have no hope, only God can give us hope, because he's outside to the reality that we are living. He's giving out hope from his kingdom. So in our project, we are bringing God, we are bringing the Bible, and we are bringing Bible verses to bring hope to the people, which
yes,
is very important.
If you don't have hope, you really don't have anything. And my personal belief is that in Jesus Christ, there is great hope. And the Bible presents hope in both the Old and New Testaments as an absolute certainty about the future, what God intends to do and how God intends to fulfill his promises based on what God has done in the past. And the fact that, as Gil just pointed out, God created the heavens and the earth, and God promised to Abraham and promised to David in both Genesis 12 and 15 and in 2 Samuel 12 and through the prophet Jeremiah and Jeremiah 31:31 and following, that God would take care of Israel. And yes, things look bad, and yes, there are terrible things happening, but our God is faithful. And again, if you'd like to learn more about this project, the Israel Trauma Healing Project that Gil Ilyutovich, Rodney Love, and others are involved in, you can learn more at the website blessil.org. Again, that's blessil.org. We do have some of you waiting to get on the telephone to talk with us, and we will go to the phones as soon as we come back from the break. But again, we want to thank you for your listening. I want to remind you again about the Legacy Leaders Summit coming up at Dallas Theological Seminary, September the 12th and the 13th. Erwin Lutzer, who was on the program with me last Saturday, also David Jeremiah and Chuck Swindoll will be the featured speakers. There will also be panel discussions, worship, and more. You can learn more about this great event coming up September the 12th and the 13th here in Dallas at dts.edu/legacyleader. Again, that's dts.edu/legacyleader. Legacy Leader, and that's the 2024 Legacy Leaders Summit, and that's taking place at Dallas Theological Seminary, where they're celebrating their 100th anniversary, and where I had the privilege of graduating 50 years ago. Our number is 855-586-5433.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Dr. Frank Minerth was a pioneer in Christian counseling, and I had the privilege of working with him for several years.
Christian psychiatrist Dr. Tom Schoaf of the Hope Speaks Clinic in suburban Dallas.
I'm looking for Christian psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists who would be willing to join me in carrying on Dr. Minerth's legacy.
To learn about working with Dr. Schoaf and his team of Christian professionals at Hope Speaks Clinic, you may visit hopespeaks.com/opportunity.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minerth, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
And with me on the phone live from Tel Aviv, Israel, Gil Ilyutovich of the Israel Trauma Healing Project. Gil, I have to ask you, at this very moment, are sirens going off or are rockets threatening Tel Aviv at this point?
Not at this point. Thank God, you know, we have right now peaceful hours, but today they sent more than 50 rockets just from Hezbollah to the north of Israel, which is terrible because they know so many, more than 100,000 people were evacuated from the north.
And those people are out of their homes right now. We need to pray for those individuals as we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and all of Israel. 855-586-LIFE. Amy is listening in Arkansas tonight over American Family Radio. Amy, good to hear from you. Go ahead.
Yes, hello tonight. I just wanted to call in and tell Mr. Gill the hope that he's gave me to stand even more for Israel, and that to all the soldiers, we are praying, and all the families, and what's been scattered, I know God's going to bring back to a whole, and that I just wanted to ask everyone to please call in to and donate to theblessil.org, because, you know, God favors those who bless his nation, and I just want to thank y'all.
Well, we're so glad you called tonight. Gil, I'd like to give you the opportunity to respond to Amy and her call.
It's really, I'm so thankful, you know, to know that we have friends and we have brothers and sisters that support us, you know, where that we are not alone. You don't know how it's important for us to know that We have people that support us because we always heard in the news and see that people are shouting, leave Israel, free Palestine from the river to the sea, which means the annihilation of the Jewish people.
Right.
Another Holocaust for us. And suddenly, not suddenly, but we have friends, real friends. This is such a big encouragement for us.
We're so encouraged, Amy, with your call tonight. Thank you so much, and may the Lord bless you.
Thank you. God bless.
855-586-5433 with Gil Ilyutovich. And Cornelius is listening in Louisiana. Go ahead, Cornelius. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear you, Don and Gil. I was a military police officer, Gil, so I can understand some of the stuff you're going through. My dad was a Korean War vet. He would have been 96 today. So I tell you, we're praying for you and everything. And Don, if you could, try to go over them verses again. I'm taking notes and everything. And my question for you, I don't know how much you read of Bible prophecy and everything. Do you believe that we're in the end times? And do you know a guy named Hurari? He's with the World Economic Forum. And he says he's going to take artificial intelligence and rewrite the Bible. Thank you, Don and Gil. God bless America and God bless Israel.
God bless you, Cornelius. I appreciate your call. And Gil, let me let you respond to Cornelius.
Yes. Actually, you know, God promised us that he will bring peace to this land. And I want to read you from Psalm 29. It says, the Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord bless his people with peace.
Yes.
So it means before peace, we need to be strong.
Yes.
God promised.
Yeah.
Promised.
And
is from every aspect, also technology, you know. We need to be strong because Israel eventually, as God promised to Abraham, that I will bless those who bless you and I will curse those who curse you. And actually, you will be a blessing to all the nations. So through Israel, we try to be a blessing to the whole nation by inventions, by technology, by AI, by every aspect.
So many things that we have to be thankful for to Israel. And we have so many people listening who are Christians, who have trusted Christ as Savior. And they are individuals who give credit to Israel because of the one they call the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, came from the seed of Abraham and was a descendant of David. I want to go over those references again, Gil, that our friend Cornelius mentioned. Genesis chapter 12. I would encourage you to read that chapter, Cornelius. Genesis chapter 15, read that chapter, especially the first 6 or 7 verses there. And then I would encourage you to read Psalm 91, verses 1 through 6. And then also Deuteronomy 33, verse 27. And Gil, what was the specific reference in Psalm 29 about strength and about peace?
It's 11, verses 11.
Psalm 29, verse 11. I want to encourage you to keep that in mind. We go back to the phones, 855-586-5433. We have an anonymous caller from Georgia tonight. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you. I wanted to ask a question. In Hebrews chapter 10, I think it's verse 13. And, the reason I have this question is because myself, I after I came to the Lord, I committed great immorality for a long time and watched things I shouldn't have watched. And I do go to a good church now and I read my Bible, but it just seems like I'm so condemned and it's just a real awful feeling sometimes. I wanted to know, what do you think a person could be really saved? Because God doesn't lie. He is a good God, and I hate that person. Of course, I hate the evil I did.
Well, and here's the neat thing. And you mentioned Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 13. A caller, and I want to read that verse. I have it here in front of me right now. It's found in the New Testament, and it talks about the high priest offered for all time one sacrifice for sins. And the author of Hebrews is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to take away our sins. And that actually is fulfilling the new covenant in Jeremiah 31:31, where God said, "Their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more." And it says, "He, Jesus, sat down at the right hand of God, since at that time He waits for His enemies to be made His footstool." Right now, the enemies of God, the enemies of Israel, have not yet been made God's footstool, but that will happen. But in the meantime, anonymous caller, I want to let you know that the Scripture says there is freedom in Christ, and He looks at you not through what you have done in the past, but He said in Jeremiah 31:31 and following, "Your sins and your iniquities God will remember no more." God, who created all things, as Gil made the point earlier, made the statement that He has chosen to wash your sins away, to remove them as far as the east is from the west, to remember them no more. And that means that you don't have to carry that burden of guilt. And I want to pray for you right now, caller, and I'm so thankful that you called. Lord, help this dear anonymous caller. Lord, You have chosen to forgive her, just as she has chosen to place her trust in Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, just like a young man did that I talked with this afternoon. And Lord, because of that, You can give her peace in her heart, and You can give her strength to overcome in the days ahead. And just like the reference that Gil shared in Psalm 29:11, Lord, I pray that You would bring that strength to her and that peace to her and to others who are listening as well. And I pray that in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, caller, for calling us tonight.
Thank you.
And Gil, it's so good to know that hope abounds throughout both the Old Testament and the New Testament. And hope is not something that just, well, we hope that things are going to turn out for the good when maybe they won't. It's an absolute thing, is it not?
The Bible is a book of hope, you know, from the first verse to the last verse.
Yes.
It's about hope and about salvation. So as long as we believe, it's no matter if we believe just in the Old Testament or both, you know, the Jewish people, I'm always saying the Jewish people wrote the whole book, you know, not just the Old Testament, but also the New Testament from Genesis to Revelation.
Yes.
And we found the best publishers, Christians, to take it all over the world and bring it to the all corners. So it's a partnership between brothers, Jews and Christians, for the same goal, to bring salvation to this world.
And
I have to say that Jewish people pray every day, every Jewish people, even the Orthodox Jewish people, for the coming of the Messiah. This is inherited in our prayers.
And it's a wonderful thing in Christians to rejoice in the fact that a Messiah has come and died on the cross and rose again, but will come again. And I think about the book you mentioned, Gil, the book of Revelation. I'm actually preaching through that book right now. And that book declares that He is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, and that He is the one who will fulfill every promise that God made to His people and His chosen people, Israel, included in that as well. And I think about the new heavens and the new earth, on which will be the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. I know you're familiar with that, as you are with so many of those great promises of the Old Testament. Tonight, friend, we are talking with Gil Ilyatovich, and we're talking about the Israel Trauma Healing Project. Gil is with us live from Israel and talking to us about what the Jewish people are going through right now. We want to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Heavenly Father, I would lift up a prayer right now that You would bring peace to Israel, that You would give them the strength to persevere, and that You would bring about a peace, Lord, that would also allow them to not be traumatized as they have been and are, and bring healing to them through this Israel Trauma Healing Project, where the Word of God is applied to the lives of those who've been traumatized. Lord, we will give you praise and thanks for that. And I pray that in Jesus' name, amen. We'll be back with the final segment of our program. If you would like to call in with a prayer for the peace of Jerusalem or a question from Gil Ilyutovich, the number is 855-586-LIFE. 855-586-LIFE. At the 2024 Legacy Leaders Summit, you'll hear from Christian leaders as Dallas Theological Seminary celebrates a century of teaching truth and loving well. The Legacy Leaders Summit this September 12th and 13th features messages from Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutzer, plus panel discussions, worship, and more. You may register at dts.edu/legacyleader. That's dts.edu/legacyleader. Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarborough on the story of Scripture.
It's a two-day seminar that walks individuals from Genesis to Revelation and tells the grand story of God and what He is doing.
Don't miss your opportunity to find your place in the greatest story ever told.
And we find out by the time we get to the Gospels, it's all about Jesus.
To learn more or sign up, visit thestoryofscripture.org, thestoryofscripture.org.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
We are back on Encouragement Live tonight. Don Hawkins in Dallas, Texas, suburban Dallas. Gil Ilyutovich is live from Tel Aviv, Israel, telling us what's going on there, and most of all talking about the trauma that Israel has been put through and the Israel Trauma Healing Project. And I know a number of you have called in. And Gil, I know your heart is to help those members of the IDF, including your son and your daughter, who have been wounded through this trauma, through that Israel Trauma Healing Project. And I want to remind people that they can go to the website blessil.org. That is a website where the facility is there for you to donate to that Israel Trauma Healing Project, blessil.org. Talk about the fact, Gil, that children have been traumatized in Israel through the events that took place on October 7th and even those ongoing attacks since that time.
Yes, try to imagine that kids in a very young age are suffering from all, and they see all these news around them, and they hear about the news, and you can't avoid it. So they are terrified, as I mentioned, kids are afraid to sleep on their beds because they're afraid that someone will come in and kidnap them. And they know that there are babies in Gaza that were kidnapped from Israel, from the kibbutz that surrounded Gaza, on October 7th. So, and kids are afraid to go to school sometimes. They're afraid to be alone. They're afraid to go to friends. They know that there are rockets are going to come to Israel, and they don't, kids are terrified from these things, and they need help. They need help, and we hope that through the Bible and through God, we can give them hope and strength and peace.
And you're going to have counselors and Christian life coaches who will actually be working not only with adults and with members of the IDF, but will actually be applying the Bible to children in ways that they can understand. Talk about that.
Of course, we will have actually face-to-face meeting with counselors. We are going to have a digital program that they can play and learn and get some peace to their hearts through an ongoing activities, and also outdoor activities in park that they can do some activities that can bring peace and relief.
So important to remember that. And again, that web address where you can donate to the Israel Trauma Healing Project is BlessIL. That's BLESSIL.org. You can go to that website. There's a button you can click on there, and it will give you the opportunity to support this initiative to help those who've been traumatized in Israel. We'll go back to the phones. Jim is listening in Louisiana tonight over American Family Radio. Good evening, Jim.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Just fine.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk with you, sir.
I would just like to make a comment, if that's okay.
Yes.
You know, if you'll just tell me when I can do it, I would love to.
You go right ahead now. This would be a good time.
Okay. I would just like to tell the Jewish people in Israel, as a born-again Christian, somebody that loves the Lord Jesus Christ, how much America loves the Jewish people and how much we support them, myself more than anything. And I just pray that our leaders and people here in America will read their Bible closely and realize the verse that was pointed out earlier, how important it is to support the Jewish people and what God says about it, and all the blessings will come through them, and those that don't serve them will be cursed, just as the Bible says. And I just want my Jewish friends to know how much we love them and support them and are praying for them. And I want to encourage everybody to pray for, and for all the people that don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that they would come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior and the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as he is mine and the one true God.
I'm so glad that you called us tonight, Jim. And I know,
and
Gil,
I'd like to say a prayer if I could.
Yes, in fact, we had...
If I have time, if you, not, that's you, fine.
No. We'll
just say a prayer.
We will take the time. In fact, I had invited people, and I'm so glad that you thought to do that. And would you lead us in prayer for the peace of Jerusalem now?
I sure will, and I sure appreciate you again for taking my call. It's been an honor to talk with y'all. And I would just like to say, Father God in heaven, I would just like to pray for your chosen people, the Jewish people, who it seems are being persecuted right now throughout the world. I would love to pray. I would like to pray that Holy Spirit, you will just fill the hearts of people, and that they would love the Jewish people, support them. And we know God has them and they are the apple of his eye, and that he has them in the palm of his hands. And I would just like to pray this in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who I'm not ashamed of, and I want the world to know he is my Lord and Savior and the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I pray this prayer in your name, Jesus, I ask and I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Jim. So good to hear from you. And Gil, I know it does your heart good to hear a Christian man from Louisiana praying for Jewish people in Israel.
I'm not taking it for granted. It's actually bringing tears to my eyes right now to know that we have such amazing people in America that love us, support us.
Yes.
I'm not taking it for granted.
No, and not at all. It's a wonderful thing. I want to read the passage from Genesis 15, where God, the Lord God, made a covenant with Abraham. And it said that God, when the sun had set and darkness had fallen, a smoking firepot and a blazing torch appeared and passed between the pieces of the altar that Abraham had set up. And on that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram and said, "To your descendants, I give this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates, the land of the Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Kadmonites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Girgashites, and Jebusites." And basically, that is a covenant that God made forever, Gil. And that really is a foundation for what we're talking about tonight, right?
I would say that all the people that protest against Israel, and they are saying free Palestine from the river to the sea, they are actually not against Israel. They are against God.
Yes.
And you see, you just what you read right now, they turn their back to God. And why there is so much hate? Because in Israel, we say, we hear the footsteps of the Messiah. Because the rebirth of Israel and the coming back from all the corners of the world, the Jewish people came back to their homeland. This never happened in history. This is against all odds. And it's happened in Israel with the revival of the Hebrew language. And so many people are against it because this is a fulfillment of more than 2,000 years of promises and prophecies from God directly. And people who turn their back to God, they are fighting against God because they don't want that the Messiah will come. And Israel is announcing, here he is coming with his glory right now.
What a wonderful thing that is to know. And again, the words God gave to David in 2 Samuel chapter 7, after King David had set up and God had said, you'll have a son and he'll build a building for me. When he does wrong, I will punish him with the rod of men, with the floggings inflicted by men, but my love will never be taken away from him. Again, this is David's son. As I took it away from Saul, your house, God says to David, and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever. And David reported to David all the words of this entire revelation. That's the words of the God of the Bible. And that's what we're talking about tonight, the promise of God that he will care for his people, Israel. And Gil, again, this is something that has impacted you. It's impacted your family. There may be people who dialed in right now who are not listening when you told us earlier about your son and your daughter. So I want you to take us back to what happened last October. Your son was scheduled on October 7th to get out of the Israeli military, out of the IDF. Tell us about that.
Yes, my son Alon, October 7th, was supposed to be his last day on service at the IDF as a combat soldier. I was supposed to pick him up on the day after. And he, of course, because of the war, his military service was suspended. And later he was stabbed by a terrorist. We prayed a lot for him. Thank God he went through a small operation and he's absolutely okay. My daughter, she was exposed to all the horrific things that happened. You know, the Hamas, they brutally killed the babies. They beheaded babies and raped girls, young girls, and burned people alive. So to see all these things, since then she's suffering from a constant pain in her stomach. And she needs a lot of prayers. Please, I'm asking everybody to pray for her, but not just for her, but for all the other IDF soldiers and children here in Israel who needs prayer and support and help.
And we want to encourage you to pray for those people who have been traumatized, as Gilda shared with us, his daughter and his son, others as well, so many because of the atrocities there. But also, if you would like to be involved in this project, you can go to blessil.org, and you'll have the opportunity to support Israel and this Israel Trauma Healing Project that can bring healing and hope to members of the IDF who have been traumatized with post-traumatic stress disorder, and also some of those children, as Gil told us earlier, projects there. Again, that web address is blessil, the word blessil.org. And I want to thank you tonight, Gil, for taking your time to be with us on the program. Shalom, my brother, and God's blessing on you and on your country.
Shalom, brother, and bless to all my friends and brothers and sisters in the U.S., in America, that helping us.
Thank you so much, and thank you, friends, for joining us tonight from Dallas and Tel Aviv. Good night.